If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
The Sound Podcast is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. We'll be doing many live events this summer around the country, which will include artist interviews, contests, and more. Sign up for our newsletter at OSIRISpod.com to stay in the loop. Relics Magazine is a media partner of OSIRIS. For more, visit relics.com. The show starts now.
Put your stomach out!
Listening to Swagism, the title track from Ghost Note's latest record. Attempting to define the kind of music Ghost Note plays would be, well, near impossible. They are a jazz hybrid that play funk, R&B, soul, hip-hop, and yes, they rock. Started by Snarky Puppers drummer Robert Sputt Searight and percussionist Nate Worth, they are a truth to behold. Rather than just telling you about this band that has completely blown my mind, we got in touch with Spud to talk about the Ghost Note project. Our conversation started when I asked Spud about how Ghost Note got started.
Well, the Ghost Note project was derived from... I was a drummer for Snarky Puppy, and Nate was the percussion player. And what would happen night to night, we'd take solos, and you know, we would start taking solos together as a duo instead of individually. And we just had, after playing together for like, we've been playing together for maybe like 12 years now. So we figured out this way to play together that's very unique, and kind of play like as one. We literally finish each other's sentences, and I mean, it's like some really cool chemistry stuff that only happens when you have a relationship with a person. And that was an element that we started doing, and we just got better and better at it. And we get these vibes from the fans after the shows that basically would I remember one time we were standing together after a show signing autographs, and this fan came up to us and was like, "Yeah, what was the name of that song you guys played? Where can I get it?" And I just looked at Nate and I joked and I was like, "Yeah, on our next record. We're putting out a record together," and we was like, it was like a beat, and it was a joke. And then we started talking about it, and it became something that we agreed that we should try to do. And at that point, it was just going to be a beat, like a beat CD. I don't know what it was going to be at that point. So it was going to be something that was just me and him alone, and we did. We ended up going in the studio and recording a bunch of patterns and rhythms that we came up with, and that was our first record, Fortified, and that was released. And then people wanted us to come and tour it, so we didn't have a band, so we was like, "What?" You know, in the studio, you know, we kind of cloned ourselves and had all sorts of overdubs happening, but. Live, we couldn't do that, so we had to try and see how we was going to pull the stuff off with a band. So what we started doing was just going out with a bunch of percussion players, like a bunch of drummers, like, and it was a drum ensemble, literally. And it just kind of evolved to adding instruments to it. We had a xylo synth player, which was Nate's brother. His name is Nick Worth. And we kind of added a bass player and a saxophone player to a trio, basically. And it became Ghost Note as a band, actually, and that point it has just been evolving ever since.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot like Snarky Puppy in that it's a collective, right? There are members of the band, whether it's you and Nate or some of the other players that are on the record, and then it evolves. I mean, there are people that come in and out depending on where you are and what you're up to.
I don't know if I would call it a collective.
Okay.
But there are definitely specific core members of the band. And then, but these guys are aside. Then our keyboard player, his name is Xavier Chaplin. He plays with Toto.
Yeah.
So obviously, when he can't come, we have a guy on the East Coast. His name is Von Henry, and he plays with us. But he also, you know, because of Snarky's as a collective, he also kind of plays with Snarky as well now. So what we do is we mentor a lot of kids. We mentor a lot of young guys, boys and girls. And there's a girl named Domi Bigal.
Mm-hmm.
Who's from France. She's a student at Berkeley, and we've kind of taken her in on our wing, and she's a person, she's only 19 years old.
Wow.
And she's a freak of nature, though, and she's the person that we have brought out on the road with us and featured her playing abroad in certain settings. So I think because of that, you know, people kind of seen us a little bit
with a different roster of guys. We have a guitar player that goes out sometimes and don't, depending on what the, you know, the promoters could afford. But we pretty much have a set roster of guys. It's just kind of a big band, actually, and we can't really take everybody out. So we kind of just kind of swap and rotate who we can take out at a time. So, but it's pretty much, I like the idea that we're not a collective because it gives us a chance to grow and learn how to play and be with the core group that we have. And it, you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
You know, it's like it keeps growing. It just keeps growing. And I like to think it's because of we're making it a family, you know, thing.
So it is 8 members in the band, right? I mean, that is the core of the band, the 2 percussionists,
yes,
guitar, bass, keyboards, and then the horn section. I mean, that is the band, right?
Yeah, it's a 3-piece horn section. It's me and Nate, percussion, 2 bass players, and a keyboard player. And a guitar is actually nine piece band.
My math isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
So how do you recreate stuff from Swagism, or when people come to see a Ghost Note show, what are they going to see on stage? Is it a lot of improv? How does it all go down?
What we've been doing, you know, the last year is promoting and playing the music from Swagism even before the record came out. We've been wanting to play new material. We've been excited about this material that we came up with when we went in the studio the second time to record as a band second time around. And we've been teasing the waters, you know, playing that music. And now I think we're full on playing majority of the record, the Swagism record now for the shows. We may play like 1 or 2 songs from the first record, which is a song called Can't Get Right and a song called Jamaica Dance. But other than that, normally we're playing, most of the stuff we're playing are from the new record.
It's interesting to me that you, when the record came out, you were, you know, right away on the charts, on the iTunes jazz charts. But I don't think jazz is the appropriate place. I don't think funk is the appropriate place. I don't think R&B is the appropriate place. I don't think hip-hop's the appropriate place. I mean, it really is a meld of all of probably your influences and all of your playing to date. Is there some way that you describe it? Like if a promoter calls you that doesn't know about you but has heard the name, is there a way that you describe your sound to people?
You know, it's expression. Music is freedom music, which is supposed to be the definition of jazz, but it's an infusion of all of that stuff that you mentioned. I don't know if we try not to make a habit of categorizing it, because then we'd have to make up a new category. I mean, we've made a few jokes about it. You know, Jafunkadanction, which is jazz, funk, hip hop, and dance music. But I think in all, it's really expression and freedom music, because and it's conscious as well. It's conscious funk is what we like to call it. But it's really just a unique brand, infusion of all of the styles that are influences, just like you said.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. I'm curious about the live performance and being able to. You must have all the samples ready to go and all of the spoken word parts. I mean, that's all stuff that you must have to spend a lot of time coordinating, right?
Well, actually, you know, we don't perform all of the songs on the record.
Okay.
That's a 19 song record.
It'd be a long night.
It'd be a long night. And, you know, most of the stuff that were features, you know, especially vocal features, we
we only do those in special settings where the people actually show up to the show, you know, show, and we'll feature them on a song or two or something like that. But it hasn't really been that we haven't had that many opportunities yet. We're going to do a Swagism Live next year. We're planning that. And that's where you'll see like the entire spoken word roster and you know, roster on. And we're going to try to make that a big deal. But other than that, man, we just, as the band, we just play the music as it is, as an instrumental entity. And man, we have fun with it. You know, we don't try to duplicate the record in terms of every iota of layer that's on the record, but we just try to give the audience as much of the compositions as we can, you know, with the amount of people that we have. So that's kind of how, you know, but because of the characters and the personalities in the band, there's always moments of suspense and I mean, there's just like, it's always like, you know, times where we amaze ourselves, or we're like amazed by something one of the guys in the band is doing that might lead the material or the compositions in a different direction. And it's like a journey that the crowd goes along with us on. So it's kind of gnarly, man.
Yeah, it's so cool. Are you taping all of these live shows? Is there a vault somewhere of all of these live shows that somebody can go and listen to, or are you keeping them for yourself at this point? I'm just curious, because it'd be interesting to hear all the different takes on some of these songs.
We're getting into recording most of our shows. We've done a couple of live recordings. We did one in LA at the Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Ballroom, and that was in July,
right,
of this year. And then we've done a couple of recordings in live in New Orleans.
Cool.
At Gospel, and we'll be releasing most of that stuff. And you can hear like the evolution of the band with all of some of these recordings. And it's really cool. I mean, but like I said, from night to night, you know, you get different audiences. You get different. You get different energy from audiences, and you know, so from night to night, the music takes on a journey of its own,
right.
And that's a fun journey to go on for us. And you know, we're a fairly new band, so we're just kind of grateful, you know, to just be being able to have these conversations, because we're like, this is a new band, and we're taking a journey that's happening pretty fast for us, and we're enjoying every moment of it.
But it's dope, right? It's dope, right? I mean, being able to play this music and have a lot of fun with it. You are starting a tour. You're almost on tour for Till Christmas, and you'll be across North America, and then you're heading over the pond. You're heading over to Europe. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Exactly, because it's our first time leaving the country. It's our first time going. This year is the first time we left the country. We went to Japan in July for two nights and played the Blue Note. And you know, it's just kind of, that's stretching it. Normally, we wouldn't go past. We left the country. Canada. We've been to Canada a few times. But this time we're going to Europe, so this is a big deal for us. So, yeah, we're totally excited about it, and we're going to do a couple of weeks in the States first, on between the Midwest, the South, and South region, and the East Coast up the East Coast, and then we're going to just plummet over the ocean to Europe, and be there for a month.
Wow.
It'll be pretty cool, man. We're excited about it, and we really are happy about being able to share this music with some of our Snarky Puppy fans that are over there, because they've been waiting on us to come over, and I'm kind of excited about that.
It's amazing stuff. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy that has to carry all these bags and all this gear, but too bad for them, I guess. Everybody's got to work, right?
I think, you know, we're very fortunate, man. We have companies that support us, and they make sure that whatever we need is where we need it. And we're kind of just lucky to have, you know, the kind of support that we have, and that's, you know, that helps out a lot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we fortunately we don't have to actually go over the waters with drums and whatnot. We have stuff that's there that'll take care of us. So
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, man. I can't wait to see you in Toronto. I know you're playing two nights here at the Rex, and we'll definitely come by and say hi. But thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. Really, really dig the record. I'm not, you know, it's one of those things that you can put on and listen to for hours on end. And can't thank you enough again for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you for even, you know, taking the time to listen to the record, and for the comments and you know, for the good words, and I really appreciate that. And thank you.
I truly can't say enough good things about the Ghost Note or the Swagism record. Every time I listen, I hear a new sound, sample, or beat that gets me totally psyched. For more on Ghost Note, check out ghost-note-official.com. As we leave you, have a listen to another favorite off the record. Here is Milkshake from Ghost Note.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Subscribe to our newsletter today at thesoundpodcast.com/subscribe. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit OsirisPod.com. Thanks for listening. Osiris.